We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 6, The Remains of Eastern Bay. Part 2 of 3.
One sec. We need a moment.
Take your time. We do too.
These fuckers are crazy. Why bother negotiating? I could turn around and take them before they even blink.
And they might be able to do the same. I'd hate to say it, especially since I could see it coming from Angel. But we need to be careful and talk through this one. You don't know. Maybe they have backup right behind them or something. We're all trying to live out here. These folks are no different.
I just have a bad feeling about this.
Liz, you all right?
Getting there. It felt very weird to have a gun pointed at me.
Yeah, don't forget that. That chick was waving a gun around like it was a toy.
Like you don't. You probably shower with yours.
Well, not in the shower, but close by. Oh, hell. Let's get this over with.
What gives you the right...
I know what I'm doing.
Well, you better, because he's going to get pissed.
These people might be useful. You don't know.
Yes, I do. But if you're so smart, go right ahead.
All right. So what do you want to trade? We have a few things in the rig, but the rest got all messed up in our ride last night.
The hybrid. Oh, we saw what was left of it.
Did I? Were you there
Quit
last night?
Quit stalling. About the trade.
Yeah, out with it. We got food, ammo, water, and that's about it.
Or we might be able to bring something back for you. Or maybe find whatever you want.
What about the girl?
Trade me? For that?
Oh, hell no.
No, you got it all wrong. We wouldn't want to take her with us.
Okay. I got you. For a minute there, I was like, what the...
I don't have anything.
Well... You could always do something for us.
Oh, hell no. Try again.
Well, you got your brother there for that. Isn't that how you people work?
Bite your tongue! Other than that, you have nothing we want.
Then you get nothing.
You know, second thought, maybe we could work out a deal for your shiny pistol.
I'd rather give you the girl.
Not fucking funny.
What about a dog? Do you want a dog?
Still, not funny, Bert.
Then leave the truck!
You'll have to find something else to travel in. Come back when you have something worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. Them's the rules around here.
Hey! You two are hilarious! I thought I was funny just now, but you two? You got it!
What you say, old man?
Hate to one-up ya. But I gotta, you know, what's even more hilarious? You gotta visualize this one. See that other abandoned rig behind you over there?
If you're saying we should take that 16-wheeler in place of the tanker you already stole, no deal. That one's already in our territory. Not up for trade.
No. No, I just want you to visualize it, that's all. Play along or you won't get the joke.
Bert, come on already.
Just imagine a nice shiny round. Flying merrily through the air from Shirley here, headed right for its fuel tank. Wouldn't that just make your sides ache? Because I'll be damn near delirious. I can hear the pitter-patter of little feet already. Now, turn around and get back in your car.
Ha! He lies! It's too far and his gun won't pierce it. Hollow points wouldn't.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I was never good at stand-up when I'm full of shit. You caught me. I could never hit that big old drum from this distance, so I'm a liar.
Yeah.
But see its side mirror? Shirley here never lies. She speaks the truth with every .50 Action Express round she sends out.
Come on, Scratch.
Smart move.
You can't be serious.
Come on.
We will spare your lives. Just walk away.
You and your fucking movies. Come on.
Could you pick up the pace a bit?
I don't think they're gonna try anything, but I'm not gonna turn my back on them. This old man showed him a thing or two.
They're gonna be gone in a sec, and I need to hurry if I'm gonna follow them.
Right.
I'm sorry, you're what?
Like they ain't gonna see this big old rig behind them.
That's why you're taking it home. I hate to say it, but you're right. We can't trust them at all. I'll make sure they don't follow you back to the tower.
You think they'd do that?
Yeah, well, I'm usually right, and I wouldn't put it past these two.
It's bad enough to worry about the zombies getting in.
Saul, you don't have to. We'll just keep watching behind us, maybe take a different route home.
After what they wanted to do to you, I would think you'd be backing me on this one.
Think about this one, too. You might want to follow these cockroaches back to their little nest. Those pistols they were carrying came from my shop. It'd be nice to know where the rest of my shit went. I had a lot.
What if something happens to you? We won't even know.
Idea. Take this. Come on. Give. What a shitty install. Here. We'll pick up another CB radio when we can. This way you can call in if you have any trouble.
How the hell is this thing gonna work now that you just...
This one's got an hour-long battery, see? In case of emergency. Turn it on only when you need it. You can call us. We won't call you. And a few more rounds, just in case.
They haven't left yet.
They think something's up.
Saul. I am...
Yeah?
No time.
Drive like a half a block up, and I'll sneak out the other side. They won't see me.
Getting in their car now.
Shit, I gotta go.
Wait, what channel?
23.
That boy's got balls. Gotta give him that. I could see in the side mirror, Saul scrambling to find something to follow them in and not be seen at the same time. By the time we rounded the corner, he was still running around, just as the blue convertible sped off into the opposite direction. I wanted to turn around, but the nearest place we could was at least a couple of miles away. I trusted Saul. I just didn't trust what he might be up against out there.
What happened?
Just a little shock. Quit focusing on me and watch out there. This would be a hell of a lot easier if I had some tools.
You had no problem ripping the CV out of our rig. Why is this rig any different?
Someone installed this one really well. They used screws instead of duct tape like that last one. Wait. I think I got it.
You break it?
No, at least I don't think so. Here you go.
Why are you giving this to me?
Well, I'm driving. You're hooking it up.
I'm what?
Just match the colors. Red, yellow, and black. It's not hard.
But I'll get shocked.
Maybe. Only a little. It's either that or we're incommunicado with your little boyfriend for a while.
Well, which wire's first?
I don't know. Go with your gut.
the things I do.
Well, just imagine what Saul's going through right now. This is nothing in comparison.
Bert, come in, Bert. Can you hear me? Bert, come in, Bert. Can you hear me? Damn it, hurry your ass up, old man.
Sweet.
Come on. I figured Bert and Lizzie would have had no problem finding a radio, but maybe they were having issues. It's not like there wasn't enough that could have gone wrong. It took a while to find something that would have been easy to tell the blue convertible in, and not be seen. By the time I found this gray motorbike, they were long gone. I went street to street in the direction they headed. I must have been searching for a good half hour when I saw their car outside a clothing store.
We shouldn't have let them go.
What else could I do? Does this look good on me?
It's a little short in the sleeves. Fine, you explain what happened to him.
Rats, this is the only one close to my size. Scratch, you're missing a very big point here. Why do we tell him anything?
You want us to lie? Oh, well, I don't know about you, but I am not that sort of person.
Like you're innocent. Remember what you did to that guy in the convenience store because he stared too long at you? I'm sure he remembers. Well, maybe not. He's probably dead by now. But really, you have a problem lying. Miss Morrow's over there.
I have a problem with lying to him.
Sis, we wouldn't be lying. We just wouldn't tell him everything. Hair that looks good on you. Really brings out the redness in your scar.
Ha ha ha. Fuckily dee to you too.
You know what he's gonna do if he finds out.
Oh, I'll be fine. I'll just say you let them go.
You are such a bitch.
You really think that I would do that to you?
Then what are we going to say? We gotta get our story straight before we go back.
And here I thought you wanted to go on a little shopping spree with your dear little sis. Okay. Mr. Sirius, picture this. There we were. At the edge of our perimeter, and all of a sudden, BAM! We saw people in the distance stealing one of our tankers. Mr. Durai, we tried to catch them, honest. But they were gone and we couldn't get up to them.
They were in a big, slow rig. We have a V6 convertible.
Might figure that out.
Use your head.
Okay, I got it. We shot to them several times, and... No, that ain't gonna work either. We're fucked, aren't we? You're the... What did Mom used to say? Oh, yeah. Gifted one. You come up with something.
I still don't know why we have to say anything at all.
You're a genius! Why lie when we don't have to?
I told you. Simple works every time. Try to complicate it with too many details, that's where you get caught. Maybe if you had let that seep in when we were young, you wouldn't have ended in lockup so many times.
I learned my lesson. I followed your lead now. Don't I?
You almost got a shot today.
But we didn't. They're just lucky we didn't shoot first.
Hard to do with an empty gun.
Yeah, but they didn't know that.
But I did. I almost shit my pants several times. Those people meant business.
Well, so did I.
Did you see that shot? Even he couldn't have hit that. Come on, let's start heading back. Remember, we saw nothing today. We just raided a few stores and got a few supplies. That's it.
You know, Sometimes you're very ungrateful of all I do for you.
What about me? I do a hell of a lot for you, too.
Like what?
Well, for one, you'd be in prison probably on death row, maybe even dead. I sat in there for a long time, you
know. Yeah? A month and a half is a long time to you? I've spent that in solitary. When everything went down, who was the one who went back for you?
You did.
Stop being ungrateful. If I had been in prison, would you have come back for me?
Well, I would have liked to think I would have.
But could you have done as I did? I did lots and lots to make sure I freed everyone. You were all just left there to rot.
And he rewarded you for that and continues to. And still, you constantly throw it in my face.
I'm not. Bro, I'm not. Just want you to remember is all. I'm not a waste. I'm useful. Today was just an off day for me. Just wait till tomorrow. Whenever you doubt it, remember, through thick and thin, and all those creatures in between, I came through, and I rescued you.
I wouldn't be there in the first place if it wasn't for you.
See? We're even Steven now. You took the rap, I sprung you, and now it's all good between us.
I don't think that quite works out that way.
You are safer in lockup than all the people out here. So, I think so.
Latch? Scratch? Where the hell are you guys? Why haven't you reported in yet?
Here, you deal with this. Fuck, I'm tired of it.
We're all good. Got a little sidetracked, but nothing to report.
What took you so long? You know his rules. You're supposed to report in every hour.
Where are your balls? Give me that. Look, Charles. I know what his rules are. Do you think maybe we got in a situation where we couldn't radio in? Or maybe, just maybe, there were flesh-eating fucks around the corner and you just called them to us? Need to shut the fuck up and quit asking questions. It's not like you to have to be out here. But if you want, we always could use some volunteers.
No, I'm sorry. Won't happen again.
You're still talking, Charlie. That's what I thought.
Come on, we better start heading back to the others.
Come in. I'm going to follow these rats to their nest. Do you copy? Damn it. What's taking them so long?
Okay, try the green one to the yellow one.
I already tried that.
Okay, try maybe the blue one then.
Try that one too.
Look, we're almost back to the tower. Why don't we just grab Datu and—
Hold on. That's it! It's connected! Yellow to red! I'll try channel 23.
No! Don't! Wait for him to call us. If he's got it on, we don't want to give him any more trouble.
Right. So we just wait?
Worst of it is, one of us is gonna have to stay in the rig to listen to it.
What do you mean?
Take a look. We're home. Man, someone should have cleaned up these bodies by now. God, they smell.
Running them over isn't making them smell any better.
You want to get out and clear the path? I didn't think so.
So should I stay and listen first?
I will. Run upstairs and let them know we're here. I got no idea where they want us to put this rig. It's too big for the garage. I don't know how you get in, though. Maybe if you knock.
No, the keypad code is on the door. Once I'm inside, the guard should see me and let me in the stairwell.
Shut that fucking dog up! Double locks? Didn't know about that. Get Michael. Somebody. Anybody. I don't want to wait out here much longer. It's starting to get dark. And take this fucking dog with you.
Where should I put the...
I don't care. Dump it in Saul's apartment for now. Just get it away from me.
Datu, how's the generator coming?
That should be it. I just attached the last piece and filled it up with the last of our fuel until Saul gets back with more. All I have left is to flip the switch on this bitch.
So, flip it already.
Say a prayer. And stand back.
So maybe it won't turn over. What's the worst that can happen?
It could blow up in our bases. Or break something that we couldn't fix.
Oh. Is that all?
What do you think I said, say a prayer? Damn it!
Well, at least it didn't blow up.
I don't understand it. We put everything back where it belongs. Stupid piece of shit.
God, there's a lot of stairs.
Lizzie, you're back. You okay? How'd it go? Where is everyone?
Michael, Bert's downstairs in the rig. Where should we put it?
You got the fuel?
It's pretty full.
Out fucking standing.
Where does it go? I need to get back down there.
Pull it to the north side of the building.
Like, I fucking know which side is north.
By the big hedges.
Thank you.
Look, when you're down there, send up Saul. I need to talk to him about another supply run.
Well, that's gonna be a problem.
Oh my God, he's...
No, he's fine. I think... Just come with me.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hello? Is anyone out there? This is Brother D. Is anyone else alive? You know, you'd think with all the zombie movies I watch and review for Mail Order Zombie over at www.mailorderzombie.com, I would have been better prepared for the zombie uprising. I mean, every week I'd watch anywhere from 1 to 3 zombie movies, and my wife, Miss Bren, would join me in every episode to go over listener mail and even occasionally join me in a review of a zombie movie herself. But now, we woke up one morning and the zombies have taken over. Miss Bren went scouting for supplies, but she's been gone a long time, so I went out to look for her, and now I just wish I'd stay home and watched more zombie movies for everyone, weeding out the good ones from the bad. What? Wait a minute, who's there? Miss Bren? You're not Miss Bren. Oh no!
Send more podcasters.
To find out more or become a sponsor, visit www.thezombiepodcast.com or free on the iTunes Store, keyword We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shane Salk, Claire Doden, Elisa Elliott, Jay Olegario, Manly Woods, Blair Byhauer, Nico Marvin, Tammy Klein, Scott Marvin, Jenna McCombe, and Michael Ray Clark. Edited by Chase Ogden. I'm Michael Swan. Written and directed by Casey Wayland. Associate producer Jason Scott. Composers Katie Wayland and Ron Gallagher. Produced by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. This has been a Wayland production.